live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited to bring us anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
All right, so we'll continue taking your calls at 855-450-FREE. We'll go back to Anonymous Bill calling from Indy, listening to WXNT. We ran out of time in the last hour. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, Bill, so go ahead.
Well, I was just saying how they're going to try to throw the book at you there and charge you with, what was it, conspiracy to manufacture a controlled substance?
You're talking about in regards to Operation Overgrow, which we were discussing last hour, which is Mark Emery's project that he suggested that people go and plant marijuana seeds in as many places in the public as possible, whether it be the park or in front of the police station or, you know, city hall, side of the road, the median, to thereby overgrow the government with marijuana. And you're saying that you're worried that the government could come after someone for even talking about that?
Well, no, not talking about it. Mark was just talking about how what would they give you? What would the charge be? Well, it could be anything from, you know, minor possession, like he was talking about with the weight, or all the way up to probably conspiracy to manufacture a controlled substance, possibly even to distribute if you're really doing this hardcore.
So do you think that the throwing of the seeds means the charge of the conspiracy to manufacture, or the talking about it is the conspiracy?
Oh, well, surely it's the throwing, the actual planting and such.
Okay.
Yeah, no, is that conspiracy? That's the actual action of doing it. Conspiring is to plan.
Hey,
right?
Well, look, I think that when they get an opportunity to charge, they do tend to pile the charges up.
Yeah,
and, you know, your defense attorney, if you wish to pay for one of those really expensive things, you know, they may be able to get some of those charges tossed, but I think that to some extent he's right.
Well, but at the point where you're planning it, it's not a controlled substance yet. It's a, well, you know, it's tricky, man. It's that legalese comes in there.
Yeah. It's a foreign language, and it's intended to be confusing.
Oh, I bet you seeds are listed on the controlled substance list. I mean, I haven't read it myself, but I'm pretty sure it's illegal to have pot seeds.
Yeah, I think they have THC.
Probably a very small amount of it. But, you know, even hemp is illegal, and it's, you can't even smoke that stuff. So, you know, not like anyone would want to smoke seeds anyway. But they know what comes out of them, and so that's why they're probably illegal. Certainly, that's right. Why Mark Emery is sitting in jail in a prison cell for 5 years, because he was selling those seeds over the internet, and they didn't like that very
horrible?
Much. I'm sorry?
Isn't that just horrible?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. You can write to him over at freemark.ca. That's freemarc.ca. They've got his address there, and I'm sure he would appreciate hearing from you. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I think that's it. Have a good show, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight, Anonymous Bill. Appreciate hearing from you. All right. In other news, the anti-terrorism expert, Cory Doctorow. We've had him on the show in the past.
Yeah.
Once upon a time. Over at boingboing.net.
It's a huge blog site on the internet. I mean, it's one of those top internet sites.
Steve Moore, who identifies himself as a former FBI special agent and head of the Los Angeles Joint Terrorism Task Force, Al-Qaeda Squad, says that the TSA is useless. He says they don't catch terrorists. And he says that they won't catch terrorists.
I've heard from just a multitude of law enforcement officers that the TSA is just a gigantic joke to them. You know, that they're not law enforcement officers. They don't, you know, fit the criteria or whatever. So it's interesting to see what they think in that area. But, you know, I mean, to them, the TSA is, I don't know, inefficient. Silly. I don't know what they think.
These are from law enforcement officers?
Yeah, the several I've talked to.
Okay.
They just don't think the TSA counts. They may very well take a TSA agent's side. Now, you know, when the TSA was giving me trouble at the Manchester airport, it was the Londonderry police force that came to their aid. They didn't come to my aid to protect me from these silly folks, but I'm sure that the Londonderry police probably don't have a great deal of respect for the TSA either. So, you know.
I guess I just find it funny because they're obviously not taking a critical look at their own occupation.
Well, who does?
So he says they won't catch terrorists. He says they can't catch terrorists.
Why can't they?
Well, we'll find out. He also claims 35 years piloting experience, and his father was United United's head of security and anti-hijacking SWAT training and experience. Frankly, this is the cop now. The first portion was Cory Doctorow. This is the officer. Again, former FBI special agent, head of the Joint Terrorism Task Force in L.A. Frankly, the professional experience I have had with TSA has frightened me. Once, when approaching screening for a flight on official FBI business, I showed my badge, as I had done for decades, in order to bypass screening. You can be envious, but remember, I was one less person in line. I was asked for my form, which showed that I was armed. I was unarmed on this flight because my ultimate destination was a foreign country. I was told, then you have to be screened. This logic startled me, so I asked, if I tell you I have a high-powered weapon, will you let me bypass screening? But if I tell you I'm unarmed, I then have to be screened? The answer? Yes, exactly. Another time, I was bypassing screening again on official FBI business with my .40-caliber semi-automatic pistol, and a TSA officer noticed a clip of my pocket knife. You can't bring a knife on board, he said. I looked at him incredulously and asked, the semi-automatic pistol is okay, but you don't trust me with a knife? His response was equal parts predictable and frightening. But knives are not allowed on the planes, he says.
Neither is the gun.
The report goes on to state that the virtual strip search screening machines are a failure and that they cannot detect the type of explosives used by the underwear bomber or even a pistol used as a TSA's own real-world test of the machines. Yet the TSA has spent approximately $60 billion since 2002 and now has over 65,000 employees.
They've got to spend their budget. Like any other government agency, if they don't spend their budget, they'll get a lower budget next year. So at the end of the cycle, they figure out what to do with all that leftover money.
That's right. Their 65,000 employees means they have more employees than the Department of State, more than the Department of Energy, more than the Department of Labor, more than the Department of Education, Department of Housing, and Urban Development combined. The TSA has become, according to the report, an enormous, inflexible, and distracted bureaucracy more concerned with consolidating power.
Yeah, well, sure.
Each time the TSA is publicly called to account for their actions, they fight back with fear-based press releases, which usually begin with, at a time like this. Or, Al-Qaeda is planning at this moment. The tactic, of course, is to throw the spotlight off the fact that their policies are doing nothing to make America safer at a time like this. Sometimes doing the wrong thing is just as bad as doing nothing. That from, like, again, a former FBI special agent and the head of the Los Angeles Joint Terrorism Task Force, Al-Qaeda Squad.
You know, I went through the Disney screening when I took my son.
Disney screening?
Yeah, there's screening at Disney World.
Wow.
They get your fingerprint.
I know a friend of mine turned around and wouldn't go to Disney World because of that.
I don't know what that did with as far as their ticket purchase, but, you know, maybe. It seems like what they're trying to do is match up your fingerprint to your, you know, your ticket. And that way you can come in later on in the day, but you're not giving your ticket to somebody else so they can come in later on in the day. Do you understand?
I haven't been to Disney World as an adult, so I don't understand the process.
Well, let's say...
Why would you be able to give away a ticket? Most tickets, when you take a ticket, or when someone takes it, like, they tear it in half
Something like that. So let's say, you know, the ticket comes in a credit card form, like like a room key for a hotel.
Got it.
So let's say that I get the 3-day pass. You and me, we're on vacation because we love going on vacation together in Orlando, Florida. And I say, you know what? Tell you what, you go do something today and I'll go to Disney and I'll get the 3-day pass. It's cheaper per day. And then when I come back, I'll let you you get it. And then, you know, the next day we'll do something great together or whatever. So then we both get to go and it's cheaper. Well, they can't do that because they've scanned my fingerprint.
And then they put your fingerprint on the card?
Yeah, the fingerprint is associated with the card.
So it's all in a computer system
at Disney. I can go back the next day.
So let me see if I've got this straight. So the next day, when you go back, you scan the card and give them your fingerprint again? And if the two match up,
correct,
then you get in?
That's correct.
Wow.
It's, you know, this biometric information.
That is crazy.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Secondarily,
does it make you feel a little awkward doing that?
I don't like it, but what are you going to do? I mean, they make it as unobtrusive.
Yeah, to go to Disney World.
They want to
make give
it
a fingerprint,
as
so
unobtrusive as possible. Right, like I was standing there. I have the option. My wife is bundled up with gear because, you know, going someplace with a child is never just a, you know, just hop in the car and go situation.
Right.
And my son can be like, no, you know, no, we're not gonna see Buzz Lightyear today. Sorry, Dad doesn't like the fingerprint machine.
855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Africa's Victoria Falls are every bit as monumental and magnificent as you imagine. Their noise greater than a million migrating wildebeests. Their mists visible from miles away. The falls, forming the natural border between Zambia and Zimbabwe, are a mile wide, spanning the breadth of the mighty Zambezi River. At dawn and dusk, the sky, water, and mist take on hues of pink and orange. You can also travel by boat to Livingston Island, a big chunk of land that splits the falls in two and comes with a view and sound effects you won't soon forget. A bridge connecting Zambia and Zimbabwe is also a stage for adrenaline-pumping bungee jumping over the Zambezi, where downriver whitewater rafting is some of the most exciting in the world.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. That means we allow you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Don't forget, again, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away.
Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver all the time. Whether you want to do it as a hedge against inflation or investment or barter currency, We've teamed up with Midas Resources in order to bring you some really great rates on gold and silver. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, see all the coins we have over there, pieces, you know, silver and gold, ways of holding the bullion, numismatic pieces, whatever you want. There are lots of different pieces there, and you can check them out and comparison shop if that's what you wish to do. Your purchasing there helps Free Talk Live. It helps Midas Resources, which is associated with our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network, and, you know, get some gold and silver that you can have in your possession because you don't want to have it someplace else. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want. Change gears a little bit here away from the issues to something a little more personal, something that affects everyone, and that is sleep.
Okay.
According to the BBC, it's possible the 8-hour sleep schedule thing that people believe we're supposed to have might be a myth. Might be not so true, not so accurate.
All right.
Historically, at least. We often worry, writes the BBC, about lying awake in the middle of the night, but it could be good for you. A growing body of evidence from both science and history suggests that the 8-hour sleep may be unnatural. In the 1990s, psychiatrist Thomas Verrier conducted an experiment in which a group of people were plunged into darkness for 14 hours every day for a month. It took some time for their sleep to regulate, but by the fourth week, the subjects had settled into a very distinct sleeping pattern. They first slept for 4 hours, then woke for 1 or 2 hours, before falling into a second 4-hour sleep.
Yeah.
You familiar with this?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Is that what you do? Or
No, I've done it in the past, but you know, I don't like it very much. I like to sleep from start to finish, 8 hours. But then again, that's what I'm used to.
Well, it's also more convenient just to get it all over with at once, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, and I'd rather spend 8 hours on it than 10, but let's see what the sleep scientists say here. They were impressed by the study, and though they were impressed by the study, among the general public, the idea that we must sleep for 8 consecutive hours persists. In 2001, historian Roger Ekrich of Virginia Tech published a seminal paper drawn from 16 years of research, revealing a wealth of historical evidence that humans used to sleep in two distinct chunks. His book, At Day's Close, Night in Times Past, published 4 years later, unearths more than 500 references to a segmented sleeping pattern in diaries, court records, medical books, and literature, from Homer's Odyssey to an anthropological account of modern tribes in Nigeria. So, all over the map. Much like the experience of various subjects, these references describe a first sleep, which began about 2 hours after dusk, followed by a waking period of 1 or 2 hours, and then a second sleep. It's not just the number of references, it's the way they refer to it, as if it was common knowledge, says Ekrich. During this waking period, people were quite active. They often got up, went to the toilet, or smoked tobacco, and some even visited neighbors. Most people stayed in bed, read, wrote, and often prayed. Countless prayer manuals from the late 15th century offered special prayers just for the hours in between sleeping. And these hours weren't entirely solitary. People often chatted to bedfellows or had sex.
You'd think that, you know, I imagine before electric light, you know, and televisions and things like that, that, mm-hmm. you know, I can see why people would go to sleep at dusk. See, we'd go to sleep
nothing
when
else
sun,
to do.
Sun goes down, sure.
Not even electric light, but obviously, you know, whale oil or whatever it was they were using back in the day, but that's
sure.
expensive.
Well, they were reading by something, though.
A doctor's manual from 16th century France even advised couples that the best time to conceive was not at the end of a long day's labor, but after the first sleep, when they have more enjoyment and do it better. These are all excerpts from the doctor's manual. Ekrich found that references to the first and second sleep started to disappear during the late 17th century. This started among the urban upper classes in northern Europe, and over the course of the next 200 years, filtered down to the rest of Western society. By the 1920s, the idea of a first and second sleep had receded entirely from our social consciousness.
Yeah, social consciousness. That's exactly what we're talking about here. It's just people not even aware of this at all.
He attributes the initial shift to improvements in street lighting, domestic lighting, and a surge in coffee houses, which were sometimes open all night. As the night became a place for legitimate activity, and as that activity increased, the length of time people could dedicate to rest dwindled. In his new book, Evening's Empire, historian Craig Koslowski puts forward an account of how this happened. He writes that associations with night before the 17th century were not good. He says the night was a place populated by people of disrepute, criminals, prostitutes, and drunks. Even the wealthy, who could afford candlelight, had better things to spend their money on. There was no prestige or social value associated with staying up all night. And that changed in the wake of the Reformation and Counter-Reformation. Protestants and Catholics became accustomed to holding secret services at night during periods of persecution.
Hmm.
If earlier the night had belonged to reprobates, now respectable people became accustomed to exploiting the hours of darkness. This trend migrated to the social sphere as well, but only for those who could afford to live by candlelight. With the advent of street lighting, however, socializing at night began to filter down through the classes. In 1667, Paris became the first city in the world to light its streets using wax candles and glass lamps. And it was followed by Lille in the same year and Amsterdam 2 years later, where a much more efficient oil-powered lamp was developed. London didn't join their ranks until 1684, but by the end of the century, more than 50 of Europe's major towns and cities were lit at night. Night became fashionable, and spending hours lying in bed was considered a waste of time.
Well, they didn't mention anything in the New World at that point.
People were becoming increasingly time-conscious and sensitive to efficiency, certainly before the 19th century, says Eckrich, but the Industrial Revolution intensified that attitude by leaps and bounds. Strong evidence of this shifting attitude is contained in a medical journal from 1829, which urged parents to force their children out of a pattern of first and second sleep.
Hmm.
If no disease or accident there intervene, they will need no further repose than that obtained in their first sleep, which custom will have caused to terminate by itself just at the usual hour. And then, if they turn upon their ear to take a second nap, they will be taught to look upon it as an intemperance not at all redounding to their credit. That was the excerpt from the manual.
God, I barely even understand
it. Hard,
you know, this whole thing about sloth, it's interesting. I can tell you, my grandmother hated me to sleep past 8 a.m. or something
right?
like that. Just made her so upset.
I really don't understand parents who hate to see their kids sleeping more than they think they should.
Well, kids need more sleep, isn't that right?
This is what I've always been told.
Right, isn't it true the younger you are, the more sleep that you need?
Teenagers seem to want to get a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. I mean, what they're basically saying is, back when people's lives were more difficult before we had modern conveniences, I would imagine that, you know, you'd wake up early because, that you know, when the sun comes up, that's
right.
when you can do stuff because you didn't have light other times of the day. You'd work as hard as you can while the sun's still up to produce something for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And then
crash.
And then you'd crash, and then you'd, you know, wake up again because you weren't up for that long. It makes sense.
But it's interesting that it's still there. I mean, these recent studies showing that, you know, given enough time in darkness, people will come back to this pattern.
Strange.
855-453. More about sleeping habits in moments. Also, if you want to tell us your sleeping stories, maybe it doesn't have to be about how long you sleep, but maybe sleepwalking stories, those are always fun. 855-453. Bring up anything you want.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you have access to there. There are a lot of them and different ways to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, including our chat room, which is built into the same page as the cam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch and listen to Free Talk Live and do it all for free. cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you have to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using it in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without fees and without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. Now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can buy your bitcoins with cash. Visit bitinstant.com. That's weusecoins.org to learn about bitcoins and bitinstant.com to get them.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Again, the number here, we will take your calls about anything. We'll talk more about sleep here in a moment. Andy's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Andy, what's on your mind tonight with Ian, Allie, and Mark?
Good evening.
Hey, Andy.
How are you?
Great. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to point out that I thought Dr. Paul did pretty well here this week.
What was the percentage for Ron Paul there in Michigan? Wasn't it like 13% or something?
Yeah, 12%.
And,
you know, I keep going back to this idea that when the revolution went on, you know, the American Revolution back in the 1770s or whatever, that it took like 10-15% of the people to saturate the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Those that really cared. And I think we're getting to that point.
There's certainly a lot more support for Ron Paul than there has been in previous years.
Yeah, he more than doubled his vote total here.
Did he? That's good news.
I really am concerned about the fact that 380,000 people in this state voted for Rick Santorum?
Yeah, well, you know.
what the hell were they thinking?
The sort of moral majority is a large contingent in the Republican primary. I mean, they're willing to get out and vote. And
what kind of morality is that?
Well,
yeah, I don't get it either.
I can't say that. I'm certainly not on board, but, you know, to them, whatever the issue is,
you know,
important.
And that's part of my thing is, like, I don't know anybody that voted for that guy.
Yeah, they probably hang out in different circles.
Sure. Do you go to an evangelical church?
And I know plenty of stupid people, you know. And not even the stupid people voted for Rick Santorum. So who is voting for Rick Santorum?
You know, I don't know. Obviously, these people exist. Again, I don't run in those circles either. But there were certainly people at the Santorum event that we attended here in Keene. I don't know if they were all supporters. I know, in fact,
right,
many
but,
of them were
I mean,
counter-protesters.
Did 30% of the people there vote for Rick Santorum?
I don't recall. What did
no,
Santorum
not
get
at that time.
Sure. What did
fewer than less than 10%.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay. We had about 23%+ voting for Ron Paul here. So looks like Michigan did. Last time I looked at Arizona, what did he get? Like 8% there in Arizona. It was the same day as Michigan. Anyways,
I think Ron got 7-9%, something like that.
So
he's less than 10,000 in New Hampshire. I don't know.
You know, it just blows my mind that. And,
so
you
guys did better than Arizona did. Michigan
yeah, we did. We did.
You did about 50% better than Arizona and about 50% worse than New Hampshire as far as vote percentages are concerned. But ultimately, will voting, actually end up changing things? I don't tend to believe that it will at the federal level.
I don't think that either, but 380,000 people here voted for Rick Santorum.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this is the reason why.
It's mind-boggling. I can't figure out why even one person would vote for him.
I heard you, man. And to me, this is a great reason why people should consider the Free State Project to get together with people that love liberty all in the same place. Because there's a lot of support for Ron Paul out there across the country, and that's great. But there has to be something
that
comes.
Yeah, I get that. But
there has to be something that comes after Ron
Paul. I'm trying to figure out how 380,000 people could support something that's completely retarded.
Keep figuring, because I can't help you with that. Yeah, thanks for the call, Andy. Appreciate it, man.
Maybe a pastor was, saying that he's the only hope for America or something like that. I don't know. I could totally see the churchgoers going out and voting for Rick Santorum.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's, he's a moral know-it-all, right? Like, he knows the best way to live, and he's going to force his viewpoint on you. He doesn't think you should use birth control, and he's, homophobe. Probably secretly closeted, though. And let's see, what else?
He thinks he should be able to bring, enforce his religion on other people. Like, according to him, the JFK speech about, JFK was a Catholic, I guess, and he gave this speech about how he's not going to bring religion into it, and that as far as politics goes, it shouldn't have to do with what your religion is. And he said he thought that speech was disgusting. And it's just ridiculous. You know, he wants to bring his religion into it.
Mm. Yeah, and so there are a lot of people that feel that way, that, they believe that this is a Christian country, and they're very offended by the idea that someone besides their own religion would be in the seats of power, and they would like to convert everyone. You know, evangelicals are evangelical. They evangelize, and they believe that if you're not Christian, you're going to hell, and that, it's their mission in life to save you from that.
That's nonsense, and it doesn't...
It is what they believe, isn't it?
I could care less what they believe. It's not biblical.
I'm just explaining it, that's all.
Yeah, Jesus, Christ came to speak against the people that were religious and enforcing their religious views upon people. The people that would call themselves evangelicals and vote for people like Rick Santorum are the brand new Pharisees. And like every religion, Christianity has made its full circle. It has gone from a religion of peace and loving your neighbor to something entirely different. And it's sad. I don't know if that's full circle. Maybe it's gone 180.
I heard you.
In this country. Certainly there are good Christians out there. I'm not going to claim that there's not. But,
a good Christian voting for Rick Santorum.
Interpreting their religion as forcing it upon someone else doesn't make any sense at all. God gave man free will, and then the Christians attempt to take it away. What kind of sense does that make?
It's crazy, but this is what people believe, is it not?
I would say that it is. Right. You know, that they believe that they can create a Christian nation, which, you know, the founders didn't create a Christian nation. You know, the guy who wrote the Declaration of Independence was a deist. The guy, you know, Madison, who wrote the Constitution, or is credited with the largest part of the writing of the Constitution, very likely was a deist. Certainly Franklin was, you know, and likely Adams and maybe Washington.
The Christ was not the kind, I mean, my understanding of the Christ story is that he was not the kind of guy who was going to force his view on anybody. You know, he was going to set an example, maybe encourage
people.
You can't
have morality if people don't get choices.
Right, encourage
people. If I can't go out and gamble, then I've never had the opportunity to choose whether or not I'm going to be a gambler.
Yeah.
You can't create a world without sin, sorry.
Well, right. I mean, in order to do that, you're forcing yourself on others, you're forcing your views, and you've violated those people.
I'm not going to claim that there is no, you know, I'm not going to claim for a second that people wouldn't be tempted by these things, but hey, you know, that's what morality is. Unless you're tempted, you don't get to make a decision. If you haven't made a decision, you haven't made a moral choice.
Right. You don't create morality through immoral means. I'm sorry, that's not the means to the end that you're seeking.
Right, and what you're referring to is hiring, essentially agenting out violence through the form of the government to prevent people from committing whatever sin that they're committing.
Yeah, whether it's getting birth control if you don't like birth control, or it's getting your hands on mind-altering substances if you don't like that.
The birth control thing makes no sense to me, whatever.
Or it's having sex in a way that you disapprove of, or with someone that you don't approve, or whatever. If you're using force to stop people from doing the things they want to do, you violated their rights. You violated their freedoms. You've committed a trespass against them.
But wouldn't it be great if all those things that the Bible said were a sin were also illegal?
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You take control.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find everything from web banners and high-res graphics to flyers you can print out. And even a free bumper sticker that you can get delivered right to your home. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to access all that information. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Robert to the phones. He's in Michigan, calling from, did the board get this right? Barium Springs?
That's correct.
That does not sound like the kind of spring I want to go for a swim in.
Here in Michigan, Democrats can vote on the Republican ballot. And I personally voted for Ron Paul, but I know a few friends who are just like to tweak off their Republican friends and may have voted for Santorum because of that.
Hmm. That's an interesting theory.
Really? I mean, could it have been that many of them, though? I mean, 300,000 votes is...
There's no one to vote for in the Democratic one.
Probably not that many.
Vermin Supreme?
But that's what non-Republicans might have done.
Vermin Supreme may not be on the ballot in all 50 states, Ian, just as he was on the ballot in New Hampshire, and he got the biggest bang for his buck. It costs a lot of money. It costs $1,000 to register in New Hampshire for president, right?
I have no idea.
I believe that's the case. And then every state, that's $50,000. Vermin probably isn't looking. He's not getting the mileage out of it that he would get out of New Hampshire. So I don't think that you can just guess that because he was on in New Hampshire,
he
was on everywhere. You could. However, you know, that it's getting fun. It's this thing, Rush advocated people go and vote for Hillary against Barack or Barack against Hillary. You know, he wanted Operation Overthrow. I can't remember what it was. You know, just to kind of screw with people. And I think that very well could be the case.
It's an interesting theory, Robert. Did you have something else you wanted to share?
No, that was it. I just thought that might be the answer why that many voters voted for Santorum.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Whenever I hear Santorum, I still think of frothy.
Yeah.
It sounds like a substance. It's disgusting.
Google it if you would like to know what substance she's talking about.
What could Santorum possibly mean?
All right, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about sleep earlier in the hour, and I think sleep's an interesting topic. It's something that everyone can relate to. You know, talk radio, sometimes you talk about things that not everybody can relate to. Sleep is something that everybody does, hopefully. If you're not sleeping, you should probably get some help.
because that's not good for you.
No doubt.
I speak from experience. But according to this...
You did have an incident, didn't you?
...story at the BBC, there's been a study done. And this study, pretty significant here, it shows that when people were basically subjected to 14 hours per day of total darkness, their sleeping habits changed. And they went to sleeping for basically two shifts, for 4 hours at first, then they would wake for 1 to 2 hours, and then they would fall into a second 4 hour sleep. And what they ended up finding out is that this is something that has a long history of documentation in human history. It stopped happening basically after the 16th century, or around the 17th
century. Became less popular.
Yeah, it started to die out because electricity and, different ways of, lighting and then electricity down the line, but different ways of lighting things came about. Cities became lit by candlelight or oil at nighttime, and so it created a night life, a night culture, and nighttime, being awake at night, changed from, just something that criminals did to something that the high society was doing, and so society was changing, and so therefore their sleep habits changed. But somewhere inside all of us, that double shift sleeping thing still exists. Because, again, they did this study recently that showed that people went back into those habits.
I heard of a study like this where people were, secluded from light, period, and that they ended up with a 25-hour circadian rhythm. So they would, sleep for... Basically, they would sleep for whatever period of time they slept, and that they would get onto a 25-hour pattern rather than a 24-hour pattern, which, seems like evidence that God has a sense of humor to me.
Well, there's also evidence to suggest that the study makes sense in society now, because, I think of the 5-hour energy commercial, and they talk about the 2:30 feeling when getting sleepy around that time, and then siestas and nap
siestas,
time, other places, they groove on that. Unfortunately, in the United States, it's one of those, do as much as you can during the day and at night, and then, sleep for maybe 5 hours if you got the time.
I wonder, is the siesta still a popular thing down in Mexico?
I've heard that, the culture in, south of the border, just all the way south of the border, tends to be one based on, less productivity and more sort of enjoyment, whether it's siestas or eating lunch at home and, those kind of things. I think that there's value to these things.
So night became fashionable in the late 1600s when some European cities began installing streetlights, and spending those hours lying in bed was considered a waste of time. Eckrich says, this is one of the studies, the guys that was doing the research, said that people were becoming increasingly time-conscious and sensitive to efficiency, certainly before the 19th century, but the Industrial Revolution intensified that by leaps and bounds. Strong evidence of this shifting attitude is contained in a medical journal which urged parents to force their children out of a pattern of first and second sleep. Now, they say most people have adapted quite well to the 8-hour sleep these days, but Eckrich believes many sleeping problems have roots in the human body's natural preference for segmented sleep, as well as the ubiquity of artificial light. This could be the root of a condition called sleep maintenance insomnia, where people wake during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, he suggests. The condition first appears in literature at the end of the 19th century, at the same time as accounts of segmented sleep disappearing. For most of evolution, we slept a certain way, says sleep psychologist Greg Jacobs. Waking up during the night is part of normal human physiology. The idea that we must sleep in a consolidated block could be damaging, he says, if it makes people who wake up at night anxious, as this anxiety can itself prohibit sleeping, and is likely to seep into waking life as well. Russell Foster, professor of circadian neuroscience at Oxford, shares this point of view, saying that many people wake up at night and panic. I tell them that what they're experiencing is just a throwback to the bimodal sleep pattern. But the majority of doctors still fail to acknowledge that a consolidated 8-hour sleep might be unnatural. Over 30% of the medical problems that doctors are faced with stem directly or indirectly from sleep. But sleep has been ignored in medical training, and there are very few centers where sleep is studied, according to one of those experts. Jacobs suggests that the waking period between sleeps, where people were forced into periods of rest and relaxation, could have played an important part in the human capacity to regulate stress naturally. In many historic accounts, Eckrich found that people used the time to meditate on their dreams. He says today we spend less time doing those things. It's not a coincidence that in modern life, the number of people who report anxiety, stress, depression, alcoholism, and drug abuse has gone up. So the next time you wake up in the middle of the night, think of your pre-industrial ancestors and relax. Lying awake could be good for you.
I wonder if it's a good thing to be able to remember your dreams better than most people. Because I feel like I'm able to recall my dreams.
Really?
Better. Yeah.
Like, even after you've been awake for a little while? Or
yeah,
just
usually,
immediately?
Usually I wake up and then, you know, I won't think about it really. I'm like, oh, I'm awake. It's not real. And then, you know, later on I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, that was a really weird dream. And I can call it back and sort of remember it. It sounds ridiculous when I say it out loud. But,
oh, of course.
Yeah, I can always pretty much remember.
A lot of people love their dreams. I mean, they
oh, yeah.
they don't mean much to me. I, you know, whatever.
It's subconscious. So it means everything.
So
yeah, who knows what they really mean.
In a formica forest, big deal. I mean, it doesn't mean anything to me, but, you know, lots of people really dig them.
So I love the idea of lucid dreaming, and I wish I could do it more often. I've only done it, like, maybe once or twice in my life.
I've been able to fly in my dreams.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's fun stuff. Sometimes you have to realize you are dreaming. That's like, the key to being in a lucid dream. But usually, even when I realize I'm dreaming, I still am not able to make it into a lucid dream, or at least I don't think I am. But one tip I was given is that if you try to read something, it won't make sense. Like, if pick up a newspaper or something like that in your dream. Pick up anything. Try to read anything in your dream, and it will not make sense.
Well, I love the idea that it doesn't make sense. I mean, I've certainly had things like that happen.
It's just nonsense.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I've actually tried this, and it's you can't read anything. Ed is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, give me a shot in the arm.
Pow. Shot in the arm. Here you go.
You know what that means, Mark?
It means...
Remember, hey, well, y'all it's know this, in the 1920s and all about cocaine.
Oh, really?
But like you were saying, the people get sleepy, like I got, like in shifts, like you were talking about. So every afternoon, they'd sit around in the pharmacies and they'd walk in and say, give me a shot in the arm. And they had to pay a nickel for a Coca-Cola.
Man, times sure have changed.
Cocaine, hydrochloride.
Now, hey, if you can't sleep, they give you an Ambien.
Ed, thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time for this evening, but we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and get some sleep.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.